Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And how's everybody doing on this first day of June? Tonight I'm going to speak about June and what it will be bringing to all of us. It's going to be a very interesting and life-shifting month. June 2025 brings a life shift as Jupiter and Saturn change signs. Jupiter moves from Gemini into Cancer, a cardinal sign, and Saturn moves from Pisces into Aries, also a cardinal sign. This will cause a cardinal or hard square aspect between these two planets. There are errors and mistakes that will rear their heads if we have not corrected them in June from the 2024 cycle, as well as in early 2025. If you have some negativity flaring up, try not to overthink it. We have to be more generous to ourselves starting now. We've made a mistake. We've overspent. We took too long to resolve a problem. And now it's more difficult. We have to remember to be okay with the fact that perfection is not always possible on the earth plane. This also happens in nature with different geographies, different climates. There may have been some asymmetrical energies last year. But now that Saturn has moved into Aries, you will see more balance and harmony coming in. Jupiter in Cancer also likes well-proportioned, planned, refined things. Almost like a house that has really good proportions, really good measurements, and made out of good, strong material. There is a renovation that will be needed for some people in the month of June. If you're renovating a house, try to use the best materials. Don't be hesitant or afraid to discard things that are rotten, corrupted, or are worn out and no longer usable. There could be some kind of a crossroads that some people are facing in June. Do I just make the previous work, or do I spend, invest, and take a risk to create a much better all-around cycle? Saturn at 0 degrees Aries. I see it as a good time for all investments in oneself or in the home. With Jupiter coming into Cancer, which is the sign of the mother and the home. But I must warn you that we have an exact square of Jupiter and Saturn that will be in effect from June 6th through June 17th. It's better just to keep your plans and move forward and stay organized as you move along, or your execution may need more alignment or refinement. Action rather than thoughts will be June's focus. A lot of people are really stuck in their head and asking the question. When am I ever going to take action? When will my plans actually come to fruition? July will be the time period when you will actually see some action actually coming in. And this will continue along up to March of 2026, when Saturn goes back into Aries for good, after it retrogrades back into Pisces in September of 2025. You will see more of an in-between timeline coming up. The time between June and October foreshadows a taste of what the meaning of Saturn in Aries will be. It's a preemptive energy here, like the threading of a needle getting ready to sow, planting seeds in the month of June and waiting for them to begin to grow. Communication with professionals, other people who are in the same profession or in a group project with you. It's also a good time to begin group project, to hire new people and put them into place, to begin laying the groundwork for greater pipeline or greater exposure in the future. It's a very exalted time for that because Jupiter is exalted in Cancer. The good old Saturn-Jupiter square will bring trial and error, and sometimes we need to have these experiences because things don't just work perfectly on the first try. It's through having certain errors that one grows. This is the main message about June. How we respond to mistakes, how we interact with errors, and how we go about correcting certain mistakes and errors. This in-between time is about the 2026 year cycle as well. These transits will be in effect throughout 2026 more than they are in 2025, with all the retrogrades we have coming later in 2025. How one goes about weeding out corruption, how one goes about correcting something that was misplaced or misguided, how one fills in the holes of their knowledge or brings it up to date. A lot of us really get scared of that. You know, we don't want to go to the dentist. We don't want to get that cavity filled. So it ends up being a root canal several years later. Don't do that to yourself. I went to the dentist in March after I had had a toothache for 2 years. Now, I had been very ill and in the hospital, so I went down to the dentist in March. My dentist is in Pennsylvania, and I had the tooth pulled. Well, I had been in such pain and in such agony for quite a while. I was attributing to my illness and old age. But after I got that tooth filled and took the antibiotic, the pain left my body. Don't do that to yourself. Take care of it when the cavity appears. Don't delay. Don't wait it out, because you can have a disaster happen that you don't expect. You put off renovating the house because it costs so much now, but 3 or 4 years from now, it will cost 10% or 15% more with inflation. The floors of the house are rotting out, but I'm too nervous to understand what I need to do to fix it. This may be a 2-day project and be very expensive, but I'm too upset to find out the time and cost of the repair. Besides, not knowing who to call about the problem. This non-action anorectic energy is present, especially after the time of Saturn's anorectic degree at 29 degrees Pisces. This delay could bring on some other kinds of issues. You need to use discernment here. The Sabian symbol and keyword at 29 degrees Pisces is discernment. A lot of discernment is needed in this in-between time as we make certain decisions, the time between May 25th and June 5th. Many of us have been hesitant to make changes needed for a long time, like with my tooth. The collective has been scared to make decisions. They have been in a passivity and peace orientation place through non-intervention, which can be indecisive in its shadow energy. 29 degrees on any sign is always a shadow energy. With this new cycle, we have to really know whether we are in a kick-the-can-down-the-road mentality, This is not something to get super nervous about. One of the things that has been coming up as we close out the Piscean age has been a feeling of nervousness and this unwillingness to really understand or grasp the situation because you feel nervous about the totality of this ending cycle. Is there anything in your life that has suffered through indecisiveness? Is there anything in your life that you see now needs a sturdy decision applied? Is there hesitation? And why? Is it a money thing? Is it that you never have been allowed to make a decision in your life? This can also be where someone is atrophied, stuck in the past. My husband or parents never allowed me to make decisions when I was younger. It's like a muscle memory. This is hampering my life because I'm still not making decisions. But now I don't have the parental figure to make them for me. Look back into your past. Do you have a decision atrophy? Saturn and Aries will not tolerate that. Other people will start to make decisions for you, and you won't like those decisions. We can't be scared to make a decision, but at the same time, we can't be hasty with it. That would be the debilitation side of Saturn and Aries. This is negative and brings in the energy of reckless decisions. The decision-making process of Saturn and Pisces versus Saturn and Aries is Pisces refuses to make a decision. Aries makes reckless decisions. The key to this time, this change, is finding that balance point of alchemy between these two energies. A lot of times when people get into one polarity or another, they swing the other way. This is emotion versus logic. I was never allowed to make a decision when I was younger, so now I'm going to begin to make lots of decisions today. And you don't want to allow yourself to do that either. I not only had parents that interfered with my decisions, I had an identical twin sister. Our mother wanted us to dress alike every day when we went to school. So the rule was whoever gets up first and gets stressed, the other one has to put on the same thing. I can't tell you how many times I did not want to wear what my sister was already dressed in. It did affect me emotionally. Finally, I made the decision, I think it was in about 10th grade, that we could dress differently. Although my mother didn't like it, it's what we needed to do for ourselves. When you make decisions in Aries energy, you want to get into a very balanced space, a thoughtful, conscious space, a sobriety, a recharging, a clear place of consciousness to understand and think things through. That will be invaluable during this time, and decisions made now will require quite a bit of time in your sobriety, in your balance, in your quiet space. We'll talk more about this when we come back from our weekly cosmic tip. We'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of June 1st through June 8th, 2025. The quality of time in June is lively and dynamic. Jupiter leaves the rational sign of Gemini and enters the emotional sign of Cancer, where it is enhanced. It's in tension with Saturn and Neptune in Aries in the middle of the month. People now ask critical questions about the social developments of recent years and how the energy has affected their personal lives. The summer solstice highlights discussions that are not so easy to resolve. On the other hand, the new moon in Cancer on June 25th is suspicious. On Sunday, June 1st, Venus meets Chiron in Aries. The Leo moon is in trine to this Jupiter in a loose sextile. If you want to address a delicate relationship issue now, it would be a good time. Old wounds or forgotten sources of conflict may now come up to the surface. If healing is not possible, sincerely acknowledging the pain can work wonders. After a frustrating start of the week, when things may not work out as planned and you can't figure out why, the energy picks up on Wednesday evening. Venus in Aries, 6th house Jupiter in Gemini, make it one of the most exciting romantic nights of the year. Shyness will disappear, so if you have a crush on someone, now is the time to show your feelings and tell them. Even if they don't respond favorably, you will be able to bounce back with no hard feelings. However, if they do respond, watch out for those fireworks between the two of you. On Thursday, June 5th, Jupiter in Gemini forms the sixth house of Venus, and one day later, the planet of love enters Taurus. The focus is not only on and our relationship with nature, but also for the desire of security and stability. Venus in Taurus loves jewelry and luxury, so you'd better keep an eye out on your bank balance. Thursday and Friday are incredibly productive days when you can focus and find innovative answers and solutions to your business quest. Spend Friday evening out with colleagues and friends. Humor and conversation promise a good and warm-hearted time for everyone. Saturday holds some delicate energy. People could take offense and feel slighted. Better to stick to your weekend chores on this day and enjoy socializing on Sunday when the vibes are cheerful and open to talking and sharing. Note that disciplined Saturn moved into Aries on May 24th. It's now time to look at how you can begin to pioneer new and long-term projects. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. The email is elizabeth@new-visions.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. I'm going to continue about the energies of June 2025. Having a clear stream of consciousness without addictions will be invaluable at this time, because the decisions that need to be made will need a clear head, and it may take quite a bit of time to make them. So if you are struggling with sobriety, both alcohol and drugs, in a physical or psychic way, now may not be the time to make decisions. People usually need weeks or months in a stabilized place before they can make any moves about larger scale actions. You don't want to be coping with these decisions. You don't want to be making poor decisions. The astrology at this time is showing a time of survival of the fittest. If you make a poor decision, you will learn from it, and that will be that. But people who make balanced decisions will make super profits. They will receive super strong energy and strong confidence. With Saturn in Aries, Jupiter in Gemini until June 9th, and Uranus moving towards Gemini, along with Pluto in Aquarius, there is a strong energy present. It's a type of masculine energy, of Martian energy, presenting logical facts, like you either do or you don't have enough money to renovate the house, or you either do or you don't have enough stamina to run that marathon, or to move into a place wherever the program is offered. It's do or die, do or don't. There are some of you thinking that you can't do something that you really can. The beauty of this time in June and this strong, healthy, masculine Mars energy coming in is awareness. I went to the lumber shop and worked with them and my finances, and I find that I really can afford to redo the house. Then the intent, the plan is executed and done. Problem solved. I remember years ago when I had my meditation group, I wanted to go out to California to one of Deepak Chopra's intensives. I was in New York. I didn't think I had the money. My group got together and they paid for the program. I found out I had enough mileage on American Airlines to make the flight. The only problem I had was where to stay. I just trusted. Everything felt so right inside. The weekend before I was supposed to leave, there was an intensive program in New York City that I did with Richard Schulman. I was doing readings and astrology all day long. Mid-afternoon on the second day, a man sat down for a reading. We got to talking after the reading, and I told him my plight about Deepak Chopra. He looked at me and smiled. He took out a key and he put it on my table. And he said, "I live in San Diego. I need to go to Texas for business for 5 days, and I need someone to take care of my dogs. This is the key to my house, and you can use my car while I'm gone. I would be happy to support you in your desire." That blew me away. It really blew me away. I went, I stayed in his house and took care of the animals and had a fabulous time with over 500 people in Coronado Bay, San Diego. That's how the energies work. What's important in these energies is to make absolutely positive you're not telling yourself a story about not being able to do something, or that you're not being passive because you're not resolved internally. That can be a lingering effect of Saturn in Pisces, but the challenge, the opportunity, will be sent back to you later this year if you can't go through with it now. That abstract dynamic is not over for some of you. Pay attention and be sure it actually is a no, or it's just not possible for you, before you tell yourself it's not, because some people tell themselves that internally because they're confused. It's some kind of a negative instinct, almost like a muscle memory of, "I don't try new things," or continued instability and stagnation. People have some muscle memories, which is a spiritual stamp of trauma, and tell themselves they don't have the ability when they really do, which is lack of mental stamina that they will need to work out, if possible. That can be part of this energy present. It can be healing to work it out. People refuse to try new things, or refuse to solve problems. They may be physically able to, but not mentally. The desire to overcome certain situations is just not there. There was a woman that came for a healing in my condo in Mulwall, New Jersey. This was in the late 80s. She had lockjaw. She couldn't talk too well. I gave her a reading, but in the middle of the reading, I asked her if I could put my hands on her face. She said yes, so I did for about 15 minutes, and inside of me, I ran white light right into the palms of my hands on both sides of her face. Soon, I felt that familiar jolt that told me the energy was finished. So I dropped my hands, and her jaw dropped, and she could open and close her mouth easily. The first thing she did when she got home was eat an apple, which she was not able to do for 6 years. She tried to praise me, but I wouldn't let her. I asked her to go into my altar, look in the mirror, and thank God for what had happened. She did that for a few minutes. Somehow, I knew that the lockjaw would come back. 3 years later, I met her friend on the street, and I asked how she was doing. And the friend looked at me strangely, and I said, "Did the lockjaw come back?" She said, "Partially." I said, "That's because emotionally she needed the intention and the caring from other people and did not want to let go of the energy. Mentally, she couldn't do it, but spirit was there to help her when she called on him. This is another example of how the energy works. On a spiritual level, it's up to us to work through all the different spheres of our life and have a realistic understanding of the status of where we are and kind of connect that to our purpose and what is it that we are wanting to accomplish in our lifetime. With Saturn moving out of Pisces into Aries, it's also a time of, I've done enough, I'm finished. I don't have to continue working that job. I don't have to keep earning that paycheck. I've done enough in my lifetime. Now I can stop, rest, and do what I want to do. And sometimes, if you take the cage away from the rat, it doesn't know that it's gone. And it still has the same old boundaries. It's up to us to step out of those old boundaries, to step out of our limitations. June will be our first dose of doing that. I encourage everyone to stop, look, listen, and take that step. Here's some astrology for the dates in June. June 8th, Mercury moves into Cancer. We will become more focused in our self-love and nurturing. Endearment to the self. Nurturing the self becomes more important. We will not keep putting ourselves through certain things. And it meets up with Jupiter on June 9th. Mercury and Jupiter in Cancer. This aspect is so good. We've had a debilitated Mercury Jupiter since last year, especially in November and December of 2024. Remember that? It was the time of the election in the U.S. This aspect, Jupiter is exalted in Cancer. Mercury is fine in Cancer. It's a great window for starting to heal mental health, therapy, healing practitioners, astrologers, spiritual counselors, also the home-body connection. Mercury and Jupiter in the fourth house, the home of house and mother. And Cancer is the sign of house and mother. A big house for some, or a house where things are more possible, where things are more meaningful. It's an interesting time to move on a plan to move. And you will have wonderful results. It's a wonderful healing bomb of energy. Between now and next weekend, June 8th and 9th, you might want to get some things done that you really don't want to do, to put it behind you before this energy begins. June 12th, we have a Sagittarius full moon, which is good. It's also going to be a strong bolt of healing Jupiterian energy right after the Mercury-Jupiter move into Cancer. June will be one of those better months of the year because it really is affecting a lot of things that have needed attention for a long time. June 15th, Mars squares Uranus. That's Leo Taurus. It can bring an accident. So keep things safe between June 10th and June 20th. Because we also have Jupiter square Saturn, which is confusion and contradictory elements. The Jupiter-Saturn square is not in Gemini and Pisces like the last few were. It's now in Aries Cancer, bringing in more of a physical nature rather than mental. Land versus air. Carnal versus mutable signs. There can be a conflict about a physical project. Different thoughts and focus about a project. But this one, this square, feels easier than the previous ones. Arguments and discussions versus accidents and death. But there will be frustrations with this square. On June 17th, Mars moves into Virgo. This is a great organizational energy. It's complementary to the sextile with Mercury, Jupiter, and Cancer. It's good for organizing your house or office, moving, some kind of organization. It's the same for the body because the body houses and organizes the soul. Good hygiene, diet, exercise, rest, working with a trainer or a physical therapist to get your body into more of a natural form for who you are. Virgo energy is really good for body transformation. June 20th, the sun moves into Cancer, and it brings the summer equinox. We have the summer season going on, and the sun will move along and connect with Mercury, Jupiter, and Cancer. This will be wonderful. We have needed this. We have needed more positive healing energy, along with self-investment in one's own house, family, and passion projects. This energy also is working on the soul. What houses the soul? How does the soul stay safe? How does the soul on its spiritual path maintain its protection? It can be a matter of who you surround yourself with. Are they safe? Are you around others who constantly dismiss your needs? Who constantly drains your energy? All this will be coming up for you, especially as we move towards July. There can be a distance now, or you will set more boundaries, along with less tolerance with situations or anything that is negative, confusing, and draining. Plan to meet this halfway. Plan that now, with boundary reinforcement, making sure you're protecting your youth or your resources well. Some of these things may not have been properly protected in the past. This will bring relief to so many people. To begin that process of protection, correction, it comes from within and spreads to without. Finally, on June 26th, we have Mercury moving into Leo, which is a very fast healing process. From June 8th to June 26th, Mercury was in Virgo. Mercury is not retrograde, so it moves very fast now. Very fast change of mind. Very fast healing. Very fast protective communication. Try to make this energy halfway. Try to think, how can I speed up this process? Restoration. Results. Sometimes you can add something to your nutrient intake to speed up your body healing results. Sometimes you can hire a personal trainer so you won't be doing this all by yourself. A holistic doctor, a chiropractor, or massage therapist. Combining these things together is really speeding up your results and helping you to strengthen the healing process. You hire more people to help you with your focus project rather than doing it all yourself. Taking this step is speeding things up. Instead of taking 9 months, it's taking a week, and I can begin to show profits then instead of waiting 9 months. Understand what profits you can reserve and the ones you can spend to bring in a better result. This will bring in some things for you that are very positive by the end of June. I will bring you the 12 signs astrologically next week, and please consider a reading with me, which I can record for you. Also, the book, Feeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is available for you on Amazon.com. Now we will have our half-hour break and our song. I'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras, so it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/letsfindout. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back. And that was Elaine Silver singing her original song called Each of Us. Because June is going to be such a powerful month, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about karma. Karma is not punishment served onto whoever we think deserves it. Karma is the experience of the boomerang returning to the one who threw it. It is like standing on the beach of a lake and throwing a rock, which creates ripples and waves going and impacting everything in all directions, including impacting ourselves who threw the rock as we stand in the water. Karma is not necessarily instantaneous. Sometimes the ripples of the rock and water take 10,000 years or more to return when much time has passed and many lives have been lived since we threw the rock in the first place. When we're standing in the ocean, sometimes the waves we create that go out to impact the entire ocean just take time to find their way back to ourselves. We are each a drop of water in the ocean. The boomerang rock we send out into the ocean impacts the entire ocean, even though we can't always conceive that or even be aware that that is possible. All of us have thrown loving kindness boomerangs. All of us have thrown hurtful and suffering boomerangs. Three more recent boomerang events were events impacting the entire globe, and therefore it's impacting every human being in the same way. One was landing on the moon. That impacted the entire population of Earth in some way at some level, and was very positive in helpful ways. 2. The attack of the World Trade Centers impacted the entire population of the Earth in some way and at some level, and was in very negative and harmful ways. 3. Donald Trump's tariff wars are impacting the entire population of the Earth right now, both in positive and negative ways. We don't know how it will all turn out, but it will probably be positive based on all of the astrological energy. I guess we have to give it some time. All impacting events that we create return in order to include ourselves. This is true. As we do unto others, we are doing to ourselves. It's just that sometimes we have to be wearing the shoes of others' experiences or ourselves in the shoes of our own other lives for any particular boomerang to return to us. The law of karma is exact. Whatever decisions we make impact us in some way down the road, as well as everyone else involved. Please remember that during the month of June. This is guidance for your spirit, as your spirit self is becoming your day-to-day self. We are walking in an entirely new era. What goes around comes around. Make sure your decisions that you take at this time remember that important fact. The law of karma is what goes around comes around. If you give love, you receive love back 10 times over. If you give out negativity, you are sure to receive negativity back, possibly 10 times over. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of our program. I'll be back next week with more news and information about June. We still have our meditation and our music. I want to thank you all for listening, and I'll see you next time. Good night. And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light
pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God.